Yeah, I felt it was 2 points lost today rather than one gained, and three draws on the trot now, and we want to be converting games like today into wins, and we had enough of the ball, and we had enough dominance in the game to do that. Finishing is the most important part of the game. It's the hardest bit to get. It's the part that makes the difference. We didn't have it today, and despite creating a lot of chances, having a lot of balls in and around their box, we couldn't put that ball away. Just wouldn't fall for us at the end, where we had Afonso and then Henry in and around that near post area, and the ball stuck between the goalkeeper's legs. And you perhaps need one of those situations to go in our corner. Worked again, and just didn't quite fall for us. And quite often you get those balls when you strike it like that; it deflects in as well as into their goalkeeper. But it was poor finishing today. Is the only thing I can criticise my side for. And there was no lack of effort or application. It was wave after wave for Wolves. But ultimately, anyway, it's 2 points dropped. And not one gained.
Indeed. And what you said there brings me to what I was going to say next. From a manager's point of view, do you file this under one of those days, or the things that you go back and say, well, actually, we could have done this or that better?
Yeah, you definitely say we could have done this or that better. You know, finishing is the most important part of the game, and it's the bit that makes a difference, and we didn't have that today.
You obviously have a number of options, and we saw them, you cycled through some of them in the second half. There was obviously a bit of a crowd reaction at the point where you took Jordan Graham off. Just tell us about the options you were working through in the second half and what you saw.
Some different types of balls in, from perhaps a right footer to a left one was one. While I do appreciate that Jordan was doing very well, I felt a natural left footer in that same situation could help us. And then obviously, putting a second forward on is an option for us, rather than three midfield players and a forward running midfield player. We did lose, though, after that, some momentum early in the game. Probably the first hour was our the most chances we had, despite having quite a number of balls across the box quite late on, and where it didn't quite fall for us. But the first part of the game was our best, and then as it went on, we looked like we lacked a little bit of belief that it was going to happen. And in terms of substitutions, and you want to be able to change that, and are determined to do that. I don't, though, necessarily regret putting Lafondre on, because he can have a big impact, and if one of those had just fell to him around the box, obviously then it would have been an incisive substitution.
Indeed. Are you, this is a bit of a football cliche, I appreciate that, are you looking for just one result, one goal, one particular thing to go your way, and it will burst the dam? Or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, I think there's more to it than that. Obviously, players' confidence is a big thing. I don't think that we're far away from getting regular wins, but in the end, we do need those regular wins. And the bit that we have to find is a very important part. And we're not finding that. But in terms of the players, they couldn't give any more. They have to keep going along the same lines and make sure then, as we make the right moves, we will get the results that will see us climb the table. We've drawn three on the trot now, and sometimes they're good points or bad ones. But as I said, I felt that today we've lost 2 points rather than game one in this particular draw.
Indeed, and you'll understand. I appreciate when something very minor happens and you win that game, and we're doing an interview in an entirely different tone here. But obviously, people are worrying and concerned that you haven't got the same sort of consistency of runner results as you had during last season. How big is the difference in the performances generally, in your view, from this season to last?
No, I understand the league position isn't what we want. We're 15th in the table, which is where we are. I think in the performances we're not far away, but it is an incisive bit, and it's close, but quite often it's either there or it's not. And today, for us to win that particular game, we needed that incisive finishing, and it wasn't there today. And then we're closer to the bottom than we are to the top, and everybody, quite rightly, then starts to look over their shoulder, and so we have to come through that period. We have to make sure that we're good enough to address the bits that we're missing, retain our self-belief, and start to climb the table.
So several times you said belief in this, which brings you to wind this up. Is this something that's almost like a mental thing, a belief thing that the players have got to carry on with? The hard work they put in is a given. We know that. It's also a lot of the same players who were doing very well during last season. keeping that belief there? Is that what it's all about at the moment?
Of course, yeah, and keep doing the right things. We don't think we're far away, but also as well, I do understand that, you know, the bit that we have to find is an incisive bit, and you know, we're closer to the bottom than we are the top, and you know, that starts to affect things. But you know, big hearts now, big characters to push through. That's always needed. It's always the case, you know, and we have enough in that dressing room to be able to turn this corner and start to work our way up the table. And ultimately today, our finishing wasn't there. There was a lot of good performances and effort and a solidness at the back that that helped us. But you do need that finishing. And for us today, it's a frustrating draw.